Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome back to the show. This is the DL Link Show on 101.9 High FM, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And I'm Nikki Seberini with you for the next 20 minutes. We're looking for inspired stories, inspired connections. Our next guest certainly represents that. You know, we've had Brent Lindekew on the show so many times for many, many years. You know, when he first started Good Things Guy how it came into existence. And, you know, every single Friday out to, I suppose, I mean, Tyler will tell us, thousands and thousands of people who receive this email and also a coffee table book, all about the amazing things that are happening in South Africa, the amazing things that people do, because we tend to be drawn to the bad stories. And there are so many, many, many good stories, and lots of exciting, or certainly one huge exciting thing is happening with the Good Things Guy. And Tyler Lee Favier, who's the editor, is joining us today to tell us about it. Tyler, welcome. Fabulous to have you on the show.
Hi, Nikki. Thank you so much for having me.
So listen, it's over a decade that the Good Things Guy has been doing its amazing thing, celebrating helpers and heroes and healers. How long have you been connected with the Good Things Guy?
This year, I officially celebrated 9 years with the team.
Oh my goodness. So you've been there since it was, you know, a small little baby growing.
Absolutely. Watching it grow into 10 years of good things has just been so phenomenal.
Wow. And as I was saying, it's once a week that it is sent out, emailed out. How many people does it send that amazing positive newsletter out to?
So we run as a full-time website, but our Friday newsletter goes out to people's inboxes, and it's around 200,000 people. I might be wrong. It might even be 250 now.
That's amazing. I mean, that's a huge reach, and obviously you've got lots of people coming to the website. And for people who don't know what the Good Things Guy is, what it's about, they've just tuned in and they don't know what we're talking about. Please, if you can just fill everyone in, what it is you do.
So Good Things Guy's aim is to highlight all the good things happening in South Africa, whether it's people being everyday heroes, charities changing lives, police officers changing tires on the side of the road. Wherever there's a hero or someone working really hard to make South Africa a better place, our goal is to share their stories and show that there is balance in South Africa and that there is good things happening here too.
And so how do you get to hear about these stories?
We have an incredibly loyal readership who send in stories that they're seeing online. We get press releases from big companies who've seen things happening. And more people are emailing and saying, hey, we're here. We're doing these amazing things. But we also have an incredible team of journalists who spend every single day scouring South Africa, really, to find the good things happening.
So that's highlighting the good things. But during COVID, it shifted a little bit, didn't it? You kind of played a slightly different role.
Yes. So Good Things Guy became a space where people could find help, or they could put out that they were helping. And we started developing charity lists specifically in 2020 that catered to organizations that were helping people who had been made redundant, who'd lost income, who were really struggling during the pandemic. And year on year from that moment onwards, we've developed these charity lists that have become the space for organizations to be seen.
Yeah. And for you to be in that space, I mean, you know, you hear of journalists who go out there and they suffer from post-traumatic stress and the terrible stress because of obviously so many of the awful stories, and you kind of get the opposite, don't you? I mean, you're surrounded by all the feel good, although, you know, it is coming out of need and it is coming out of sometimes awful things happening. For you specifically, Tyler, I mean, is it something that you love doing? Is it something that you think, oh, sometimes you need a break from it? How do you navigate it all? And perhaps maybe you can share one or two things that have really, you know, you can highlight and that's really stood out for you.
So I'm deeply motivated by giving people the opportunity to share their story. I wouldn't have been a Good Things Guy for as long as I've been if it wasn't something that motivated me personally. I do think that in terms of seeing some of the hardship that comes through our inboxes, we're not immune to it. We do cry. We do feel. And so there is that, I wouldn't say PTSD, but there is that element of heartfelt feeling. And I was saying to my team today that sensitivity is one of our greatest assets because it gives us the opportunity to connect with the people who are going through these horrific things, these struggles and these trying times. And if we can take that and their pain and put it into a story that then helps them find the help that they need, that is the biggest gift that we can give South Africa.
Yeah, it really, really is. And so you've taken the Good Things Guide to another level, seeing the need and seeing what's out there, and you have started something called The Helpers. So maybe you can just speak to that and tell us what it is and how it works.
Absolutely. So The Helpers was born from what the desire of wanting to help South Africans find organizations that can help them through their struggles. It also came from a place where people constantly reached out to us asking, they've got resources, where can they send them? Who can they make donations to? And so we decided, instead of doing another charity list this year, that we would create a user-driven directory where organizations could sign up and say, we have these assets available, we can help here, or we need this sort of support, please help us here. And The Helpers has become this directory where anyone in need of a helping hand can find help.
So just explain how that actually works. So is it on your website? People can, you've obviously got providers and then you've got like recipients. And is it just the directory, or is it something where you put it in on your website and then all of a sudden a whole lot of charities? I mean, how interactive is it? I know it's just gone live.
So The Helpers is its own platform completely. It's www.thehelpers.co.za. And it is like the yellow pages of charities. So if you're looking for a charity in Bryanston, you can head over to the website and in the search bar, type in Bryanston, and every single charity in that area that is registered at the time will pop up. And that is a really great tool for people who are wanting to specifically donate within their certain locations. It also then gives people an opportunity who, say, are looking for support in gender-based violence. They can go and find all of the organizations listed in gender-based violence and reach out to one that specifically caters to their needs. It's basically the Google of charity, or as Bren calls it, the Tinder of charity, where we make the connection between a cause and a person in need.
Okay, so I've gone on and I'm having a look here. The Helpers looks great. And there's a little box that says, I'm looking for. As you say, find the help you need, make the impact you want. And I'm just thinking about as well, you know, there's so many people who want to do things and want to volunteer. Would they come here as well if they decide I want to volunteer, and where can I volunteer?
Absolutely. We recently had a woman who reached out, and she connected with three different charities to offer her time and volunteer. So charities who register on the website will be able to say if they're looking for donations, if they're looking for people to share their stories, or if they're looking for volunteers. If whoever goes onto the website to take a look, they'll be able to see what the charity's specific needs are and then volunteer or donate or just share the story as needed.
Okay. So it could be someone saying, I'm going through this. This is what I need. And they'll find the right people. Or I'd like to donate or I'd like to volunteer. And this is what I can do. And then they would find the right charities and organizations. Amazing. As you say,
correct.
Did Brent call it?
The Tinder of charity.
Only Brent would say that. The Tinder of charities. Okay, I love that. So let's just repeat that. It's called thehelpers.co.za. So let's also talk to something that's very important, because with you, you've got a team, you're doing it. There's admin, there's a whole lot of stuff to be done. How do you have sponsors who come on board? How do you keep going?
So with the helpers specifically, it's myself and then our incredible sponsors of the website, Draft Interactive. But at the moment, the website itself is completely free. There's nobody involved other than our core team who make sure that everybody who signs up is seen to. And it's a small project for now, but it has potential to grow as more and more South Africans sign up and join.
Great. And perhaps I'm interested if there's anything that we haven't covered, Tyler, that maybe you want to mention to our listeners.
At the moment, we are having a call for charities to sign up, for organizations who are looking to have their voices shared. We would love for people to sign up. So if your listeners know of a charity in need that needs to have a light shone upon them, they should sign up. But let them know that we're there. We're ready and waiting to hit publish on those listings.
And how do they go about doing that?
So if they head over to the website, there'll be a section where they can create an account, and then through that process, they can then sign up. But all of our social media, there's different posts that give the step-by-step on how to make it happen. But it's very simple. Sign up, register your charity, hit send, and we'll approve it on our side once all of the things have been sorted out.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy, as they say.
Exactly.
Oh, fantastic, Tyler. Thank you so much. What an amazing initiative. What an amazing
Thank
extension
you.
Of the Good Things Guy. I'm going to spend a little bit more time going through that. Fabulous. And thank you for your time and all the amazing work that you do. It's been great having you on the show.
Thank you so much, Nikki. You have a lovely day.
Thank you, Tyler. Take care. Bye-bye. Tyler Lee,
Thank
Vivia,
you.
Editor of The Good Things Guy, creator of The Helpers. So just go there, thehelpers.co.za. As I said, we know with the DL Link, you can give money to the DL Link, you can be a part of it. And there are many people who have got skills and who have got time who want to volunteer. And it's such a wonderful thing to be able to do. I mean, the DL Link can do what it does because of the volunteers. And perhaps you have certain skills that maybe other charities would benefit from. And you want to have a look and go to the helpers and see what's out there. I just think that that's absolutely fabulous.